So my story is, I just hearing everybody else's stories, I feel like my journey to coming out was fluid, but traumatically fluid, because I wasn't expecting to be gay. And it wasn't like some friends of mine that they knew when they were 7 or 8, and, you know, they just knew. And I was, you know, just playing sports, going to school, and you know, in my family, you do what you think your parents want you to do, because you just, that's what you do, and you kind of just, I don't know, that's how you just want to do whatever you're supposed to do. And so I went to college, and I went to grad school, and you know, I had an eating disorder, and then I worked through that through college and therapy. And then when I went to grad school, I was like, holy cow, I really think I know who I am. Like, holy moly, I should have gotten help when I was a lot younger, but I didn't. So it was like a delayed thing. But I loved knowing who I was, despite issues I had with my family growing up, which was, but anyway, so my story is, I did like Filipino stuff, like the debutante ball and things that needed, you're supposed to have a date and you know, the ring dance. And I never felt like, you just feel like you're going through the motions. So, but you want to fit in. And so that's what I did. And then, and so moving into grad school and after grad school, I was like, okay, I've got my job, I'm starting my career, I've got friends at work, we go to happy hour, we do the social sports and things like that, and it was fine. And then I have a job at this great place that I love, and I'm helping people, and I've got great coworkers, and I'm doing match.com, and I'm dating men and things, And in the midst of this period from like 2005 to 2012, I go from like having a boyfriend to not having a boyfriend to dating on Match and going out with friends in happy hours and stuff. And then also befriending my neighbor in Hamden that lived behind me, who was a woman. And so this is where my fluidity story starts, because it was like not expected and welcome at all. But in the midst of just kind of doing the kind of, I guess, the straight type of thing where you're, you know, like, you know, sports and social, like volleyball, you know, happy hour and you know, I was having a lot of fun, but, you know, my neighbor that is, like, in eyeshot of my kitchen window, you know, we start hanging out a lot more, and it was, like, totally fine. Like, I was like, okay, she likes steak, I like red, you know, she got me into red wine, it was great, you know, like, oh, you know, I helped her carry her toilet up her, like, her, that she was getting rid of, like, I was like, oh, let me just help my neighbor, it's fine. And then a couple weeks into the summer, I guess we were having dinner at my place that time, like, in Hamden, in the back, and it was great, and I was like, and you know how when you have too much red wine, you start telling your story of your life and all stuff. And then I was saying, oh, this is where I was when I was younger, and that I didn't know who I was, and I felt out of place. And then all of a sudden, I was telling her all these things just because I was just telling her, and then she leaned over and kissed me. And I was not, like, expecting it at all, and it was just, I'm like, holy, like, I'm not, like, I don't, I'm like, you know, like, ah, you know, like, and because you just think you're being, I mean, so this is my story of someone that's, you know, it comes later in life, and it's not convenient. And and so so anyway, she's my neighbor. She lives like less than 100 feet away from me, and so we ended up dating for like 3 years in the midst of me kind of dating and trying to figure out, do I still go hang out with my straight friends, or like do when I you know, like, but she didn't like to go out, and she wasn't, you know, it was, she wasn't exactly my type, but when we were together, it was, so it was just like really hard. And and then we were, and then I was still doing match.com because you just do what you know. So you're just like, you're just, yeah, hey, great, thanks for dinner, like, you know, and then maybe some other time and stuff. So, and then like, hopefully not, but, you know, you, what are you going to say? You know? So we were like, I guess, I think that's what you're supposed to do, you know? Because you just, I don't know how it was back then. It was like you wink at them or something. Like, I don't know what anymore. But anyway, so that was my journey, is like in terms of fluidity. It was traumatic to say, why did she kiss me? And then I was like, wow, that was really cool. And then here I am. I'm married to my baby. And all of it, the traumatic of like adjusting to coworkers and stuff, and how you have someone that's sending you flowers, it's a man, and then you're like not with, with someone. It's just, it's kind of interesting because it's not something that you necessarily want per se. So it's, why are people going to make it hard for you to make yourself have a happy life? Because it's not the easy route. So why do you think it's worth saying it should be this way when, you know, it doesn't necessarily, you know, your approach doesn't mean it's right for everyone else. So that's my story.